Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es auf, es peri Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Rabbi Elazar HaMaidai Oimer. Rabbi Elazar from the town of Maidim says, HaMechalas HaKadoshim. That means he brings Kachay Mizbech L'day Pigol V'noiser V'tameh. If a Kohen has a Machshava during the Avodah, to do it after the allotted time period, in other words, he thinks while he's doing the Avodah that it'll be eaten or burnt or its blood will be sprinkled after the set time, it becomes pigle. Or he doesn't eat it when he's supposed to. It becomes nicer. Or he brings it into contact with Tumah. Or let's say, we're not talking about the higher level of Hegdish, which is Karbonis. Rather, we're talking about someone, let's say, donated anything, a pen to Hegdish. The value of the pen belongs to Hegdish. Kachay Bedek Habayis, that's called. And you use it for your own benefit, that's called Mi'ila. Now, Mi'ila is only B'shaygeg. But the point is, he's careless, he has enough from things that aren't his. That's called being Mevazeh Kachim. Or V'Mevazeh Samayadis, he embarrasses Yamim Tovim. This means Chayil HaMayit. He does Malacha and Chayil HaMayit. The types of Malacha that are not Mutter and Chayil HaMayit. And Chayil HaMayit, you're only allowed to do primarily Dovra Avet, something that if I don't do it now, there's going to be a loss. You can't just go to work on Chalamayit. Or the way he eats or drinks, it's just not Yom Tivdik. V'hamal bin p'nei chavedei b'rabim, or someone who embarrasses another person in public. Malbin is a maloshin of lovan, white. The person's face turns white when he's embarrassed. First red, then white. When a person first gets embarrassed, his face turns red. The Batanura explains why. And then when he realizes that he doesn't have what to answer, he gets very embarrassed and worried. His face turns white. First the Ruach comes toward the outside and makes him angry. Then it comes toward the inside and he's full of pain. Or he's made for the bris of Avram Avinu. He doesn't do bris milah. V'hamagala means he reveals. He explains psukim in the Torah incorrectly. The Baal HaTurim gives examples. Another pshat is, he's not just over in Avera. But he says, I couldn't care less. He does it b'faresya. B'rabmi has no busha. The busha, even if a person does an Avera, the fact that he's embarrassed, that takes away some of the Avera. If he does any of these things, even though he has the schus of Torah and Maisim Tovim, unless he does tshuva, even if he has Yisurim and he dies in these Yisurim, he has to do tshuva. But if you do tshuva, says the Baal HaTanura, tshuva helps for everything. Of course, if it's Bein Adam L'Chaveira, you have to ask the person Mechila. Somebody once came to the Belzer Rav Chaim L'Vracha, and he said that he has to go to work in Chol HaMoed. What should he do? It was Chol HaMoed Pesach. So the Rebbe told him, but I want you to wear your Bigdei Shabbos, your Shtreimel, your Bekesha. He said, yeah, but I have to meet with the pirates in a... That's the condition. I mean, Apiel Lacha was a Dover of it, but still some people are Machmir. So he went to work, and they got into a very complicated set of negotiations, and finally they made a deal. They were so happy. And the pirates poured him a glass of beer. Beer is chametz, but he was so involved in the business, he forgot it was Chol HaMoed Pesach. But before he made a bracha, he wanted to cover his head. So he reached for his hat, and he said, his shtreimel? Why do I have my shtreimel? He remembered it was Pesach. And that's what saved him, chas v'shalom, from drinking chametz on Pesach. The Chidah explains that the things mentioned in this Mishnah reflects a certain attitude. There may be worse averes. But these things like, he doesn't care for kachim, that's Chol HaMoed. You can't force me a Chol HaMoed to treat it with respect. Like Yom Tov, what should I do? Where should I go on Yom Tov? Anyway, it's Yom Tov for everybody. Like you don't care, you embarrass someone. These things in the Mishnah reflect a certain attitude. An attitude that's going to lead to very, very bad things. But like the Baal HaTanura says, with tshuva, of course, we reverse it from very bad things to very good things.